T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game from the Kia Studios. Do be safe out there. You know, a little bit of slick with all this rain here. You're headed to work or to the polls or whatever you're going to be doing today on this busy Tuesday here. I do have some time to open up the phones to you at 404-741-0929. And talk with you. I'm interested in talking to college football fans. Love to hear, by the way, because I know we have them, fans of Ohio State and fans of Michigan and fans of Texas Christian. That was so funny yesterday. I was talking to somebody. I said, well, you know, this whole thing about Texas Christian and, you know, being in the playoff. And he said, who? I said, Texas Christian. Who? TCU. It occurred to me maybe not everybody knows what TCU stands for. You? Texas Christian. Hugh, I have two problems with this, and I'm wondering if you guys have any problems. I understand, by the way, that Georgia fans think that they are walking through this. Do you think Georgia's walking through this?
I think that Ohio State fans are concerned. I don't know if it's a walkthrough. I know everybody's talking about, you know, the 500 yards in the air that LSU put up and everything like that. But I was reading last night, who was the receiver that said he's going to the league?
Jackson's.
Saint Njigba.
Njigba Smith.
Yeah, he said, yeah. So, you know, but Marvin Harrison ain't going, so, you know, they still have him. But there's probably, like, there are probably going to be a lot of guys before this game that decide to just go and get ready for the NFL. So who knows how this is going to play out. But yeah, Ohio State fans are concerned about playing Georgia. They think they're going to get dragged.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that I have. The goal of the committee, here's my problem, and then we'll get our question. I have two problems with the committee. The first is that they have stated from the beginning of this playoff thing that their goal is to get the 4 best teams in America. All right, let me stop for a second. Hugh, if you were on the committee, would you have voted for these 4 teams in this order? Georgia, Michigan, TCU, Ohio State.
Probably.
Okay. Abe, would you have voted for these 4 teams in this order?
No.
What would you have done instead?
I would have flipped Ohio State and TCU.
I could.
You're talking about for the Michigan-Ohio State matchup? Are you talking about –
job. My job's not to avoid an interconference matchup.
So, but you're more upset. Not the teams, the seeding.
I think they got the teams right. Okay. And I understand the idea of 4 best teams, but at some point you've also got to play your way in. And so for all the Alabama fans, for Nick Saban crying about, we would have been favored by Vegas, all that crap, you didn't play your way in. So I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Well, because Georgia is a smaller favorite in their game than Michigan is. Georgia is a 7-point favorite over Ohio State. Michigan is a 9-point favorite over TCU. So if you believe that Georgia is number 1, then shouldn't they play the number 4 seed? And is the TCU clear of the number 4 seed? So that's the manipulation here that Abe talked about, that I have a problem with the committee when they manipulate to try. We don't want to have a Michigan-Ohio State rematch. That was the manipulation that took place, and that bothers me a little bit. The second part of this is you send one dude out to talk about this, all right? One dude, head of the committee, whoever he has to be. Hugh, we need transparency in this. I think this committee needs to release, after it votes, its individual votes to the public. To hold them accountable for their decisions.
I don't see what the big deal is, because didn't we have this same thing last year with Georgia and Alabama? They didn't want to match them up.
No, but there was clear reason. Georgia was clearly or excuse me, Alabama at that point was then clearly a number one.
And Cincinnati was clearly a number four.
Okay. Yeah. All right, dude. I mean, to me, it's the same thing, but I hear you. I understand.
I mean, Georgia didn't lose that game and not drop. It's what we saw. That's what we saw on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a team lose a game and not drop.
Right. They didn't. Yeah, as it turns out, TCU winning or losing wouldn't have made any difference. None. They won the game, they'd be three. If they lost the game, they were three. So I'd like to see what the voters themselves said. I think they need to be transparent with us. I'm having an issue with the lack of transparency in this thing. And as we go to 12 teams, that's going to become even more important to you.
Why?
Because you're going to have six at large.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, because you're going to, like, when you look at the other teams that are going to be in, they're probably going to be sacrificial lamb teams. And you're talking about the two teams that are going to get the buys. Everything's going to kind of work itself out. It's just going to be, you're going to have a couple teams in there that are just going to be happy to be there, in my opinion.
Let's open this up to you, 404-741-0929. If you're a Georgia fan, I have a couple of questions. If you're a Georgia fan, do you think they manipulated this? Do you think you got kind of the short end of the stick? Should you be playing TCU and not Ohio State? You know, do you have any concerns about Ohio State? You just said the 502 yards by LSU, and Ohio State throws the ball better than LSU does. Let's be clear about that. Ohio State throws the ball better than LSU does, and you just gave up 502 yards. Yeah, we were talking about their run defense, you going back to the Oregon game. What happened to that pass defense? Man of mercy. You know, that pass defense is a little bit debatable here. And then there was Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation, yesterday, who is the lead writer covering the Dogs. We asked him about this, about whether or not Georgia got the short end of the stick, in a manner of speaking, and I understand most Georgia fans are thinking we're gonna win either way. But this is what he said about Ohio State or TCU as an opponent in the opening round for Georgia.
I think these are the most attractive matchups, but the fact that Michigan is a bigger favorite over the 3 seed than the number one team is over the 4 seed tells you that Las Vegas doesn't think that this is the order that these teams should go on. If you're asking me who I think would win between Ohio State and TCU, I would tell you Ohio State would probably win 9 out of 10 times. But obviously, I don't think a Michigan-Ohio State rematch in a semifinal would have been very attractive. I think that would have been viewed as a fail.
I don't know how it's viewed as a fail. It just is. I mean, again, is your job to get the four best teams and stack them in the order of the four best teams? Who do you think is a better team, Ohio State or TCU?
Ohio State.
That's my point.
If I'm Georgia, and this is what it really boils down to me, I am being punished as the number one seed because you wanted to avoid a specific matchup. It's not your job to avoid specific matchups.
Right. I agree.
It's your job to find the champion who is the best team in the country when all of this is said and done. You have now created a tougher path for Georgia as the number one undisputed best team in the country.
And boy, are we not going to have this argument, Hugh, if they lose. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'll say this. This is the matchup. Like, going back when the college football season started, this is the matchup that I wanted to see because of that Ohio State offense and the way that they were playing. But like I said a few weeks ago, that with the plays that Ryan Day has been calling, it doesn't seem like it's going to be as high-powered or high-scoring as I once thought it was. So I understand what you're talking about, and they wanted to avoid the Michigan Ohio State reunion or whatever you want to call it, the rematch. But this is the game that I think a lot of people wanted to see, because this is the two best teams in my opinion in the conference. I know Michigan is number one, but still, I think that Ohio State.
Then we'll see it in the championship. If they really deserve to be there, Ohio State, then we should be seeing it in the championship, not in the semifinals.
Let's get to your reaction, 404-741-0929. Brian is in Carrollton. Did the Dogs get the short end of the stick here? Because Vegas says they did. Hey, Brian.
Hi. I'm not too concerned with Georgia being, I guess, taking Ohio State. I understand the fact they're avoiding Michigan and Ohio State and waiting for a national championship, because I know that's where the ratings are at, and the bottom line is about money. Georgia having 500 yards passing against with LSU in the SEC championship, a lot of that came from a backup quarterback, and that it seems to always be Georgia's kryptonite, is backup quarterbacks. So C.J. Stroud is the quarterback for Ohio State. I'm not too worried as a Georgia fan, because they had problems with Northwestern.
They had problems with Penn State.
That was a fourth quarter game.
Okay, right, and that's true. I appreciate that, Brian. A couple of things here. I just want to go ahead and stipulate, if I'm an attorney, I will stipulate that as Georgia fans, when you call in this hour as we talk about this, that we get that you're not overly concerned about Ohio State. The Ohio State-Northwestern game, I don't know if Brian saw it, was played in a 50-mile-an-hour wind, okay? I mean, it was pouring rain.
Let's not pretend like Georgia didn't have a four-quarter game against Missouri. This is not about whether Georgia wins or loses. So, it's about whether they got the path they deserved.
Right.
And unequivocally, they did not.
Let's go to Andrew in Marietta, 404-741-0929. Did Georgia get the short end of the stick here in not getting a TCU team that I think all of us believe you? Andrew, hang on just a second. Georgia plays TCU tomorrow. Does Georgia win that game by 3 touchdowns?
Beat the brakes.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Andrew and Marietta. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good, man.
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, so I think that TCU is not as good as Ohio State, but I think that the path that they took was deserving of the 3. Ohio State not playing a conference matchup to get into the playoffs. Does that deserve them to skip over a team that played a very competitive conference matchup? I don't think so. I think it makes the path for Georgia a little bit more difficult, but I think Georgia's the best team, and I don't think you award a team for not playing a conference matchup.
All right. Well, that's one of the things that they take into account, and they're going to really take into account.
Let me ask y'all this, though.
But, I mean, are we asking for – that's not – you know, Georgia
are we matched up with any
teams?
Of the other 3 teams. The outcome, let's be honest, the outcome we probably feel is going to be the same. Whoever Georgia, head and shoulders is the best team on the board.
Yes.
Do we agree on that?
Yep.
So does it really matter who they're playing?
Well.
What's the easier
if they don't play their A game, then yeah, it does.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like the way that Georgia's playing right now, even when they play down to their competition, they're still better than any of the teams that they're going to be facing in this 14 playoffs. Does anybody disagree with that?
Yeah, but they could bring their B game and beat TCU.
But that's what I'm saying. Does anybody think that any one of these teams on a bad day can beat Georgia? That's the question I'm asking.
Yeah, I do.
Who?
Yeah. I think Ohio State could beat you on a bad day.
Ohio State's – we just sat here and we're talking about Ohio – you thought how Ohio State's defense was suspect.
It,
so
they
now they could beat them on a good day? On a bad day?
Yeah. If Georgia has a bad day.
Okay. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I mean, and I was the biggest Ohio State fan going into the season. Ryan Day has shown me on more than one occasion, the games that I've seen, that he is inept to coach. He's inept to coach the talent that he has at Ohio State.
There's that. That's why.
And that's bad up there right now that they want him. They want somebody to take his
job. They want Urban back.
They want to take his job.
404-741-0929. Derek, Matt, Ben. Interested in your opinion here. Did Georgia get the short end of the stick here? We're talking about it in this hour where they drew Ohio State where, I think we all can agree Ohio State is more dangerous in terms of Georgia having an off night. Georgia could have an off night against TCU and win the game, right? You have an off night against Ohio State? I don't know. It becomes a little bit more dicey, doesn't it? That's next on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more John and Hugh.
Hey, I love it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from Makia Studios. New Year's Eve going to be jumping in Atlanta. Georgia and Ohio State at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Michigan and TCU will play in suburban Phoenix. What is that, Glendale? Is that right? I think Glendale, right? Glendale for the Fiesta Bowl. Used to be in Tempe.
Fiesta.
And Michigan got kind of the easier draw here in the eyes of Vegas, where Georgia is a 7-point favorite over Ohio State. Michigan is a 9-point favorite over Texas Christian. And to give you another idea here, Georgia is in a projected line a 15-point favorite over TCU in the championship game. So, yeah, I think that it's pretty obvious that Las Vegas and I think most of the nation views that Ohio State is a better team. Now, we can get into the argument, Hugh, as to whether or not you think Alabama is a better team than TCU and whether or not the committee, because Alabama lost twice, you know, didn't.
Regular season.
You know, I mean, and how much stock do you put in? You got to your conference championship game and all that kind of stuff. Because I think I could make a case that if Alabama played TCU tomorrow, that Alabama might win. But then again, Alabama's got as many flaws as it does. Who knows? They might lose. So I don't think that's as clear-cut to me as Ohio State and TCU. It just isn't at this point.
By the way, I do want to update the lines because it opened. The TCU-Michigan game opened at 9. It is actually almost immediately jumped to 7.5.
Dropped to 7.5?
Interesting, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Anyway, do you believe, if you're a Georgia fan, that Georgia got kind of the short end of the stick here? And notwithstanding the fact that I understand that you think Georgia's going to win anyway, I get that. Do you still think they got the short end of the stick here? Let's go to Matt, who joins us this morning. Matt, welcome to the show.
How's it going, fellas? Love your show.
What's going on, man?
The thing about it is I think they got the four best teams in, but you got to be held accountable if you lose. So TCU should have went to four. But that's fine. Georgia, play whoever we got to play at the end of the day. And then people talking about the passing yards that we gave up in the SEC championship, a lot of that coming the second half, and Kirby was subbing like crazy. You know, he's big into getting players playing time, so not really worried about, you know, the passing yards that they gave up. But they did give up passing yards early in the first quarter.
Yeah, they sure did.
Concerned Georgia fans.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
but
did. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think Georgia, it's going to be a great game, but I do think Georgia got the short end of the stick. Love your show, guys, and take it easy.
I do appreciate it, Matt. Let's go to Eddie in Augusta. He's on with John and Hugh talking about whether Georgia kind of got a little bit of the short stick here. You know, would TCU be an easier path to get to the national title game than maybe Ohio State? Do you run more of a risk? Let's put it this way. I think we all think, at least here, I can't speak for Ohio, that Georgia's going to win the game. But does that necessarily mean you're not going to have to white-knuckle it a little bit as opposed to being able to maybe just dominate TCU and win going away? Eddie's in Augusta. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, morning. How we doing?
What's going on, man?
I can't call. No, I agree with the previous caller. Yeah, we'll win, but they got the seeding wrong. I'm hoping you guys don't make me have to wait to one of Abe's shows to break down the fact that Georgia going to be able to score. So we can talk about Ohio State being able to put up points. Georgia going to easily be able to go down there and score, too. And I don't see them being able to stop us. Y'all have a good one.
Well, you
let me find out. We got an ATL fan in the building.
Wait till Abe show you. Just did it here.
They exist, you. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, you do a good job.
No, look, Georgia's going to score. Georgia's going to win the game. Ohio State's defense, boy, what did Michigan run for? 6,000 yards, you?
I mean, but I look at it like this.
To me, it's less what they ran for, more the four touchdowns of 40-plus yards.
Yeah, a lot of which
were on
the ground.
Dude, they never fix this mic, Hugh. It's not my fault,
I know.
Man.
You need to get that
mic. It's not me. It happens to everyone here.
404-741-0929. Did Georgia get the short end of the stick here in terms of the matchup? Also, there's another conspiracy theory out there as we get to Matthew and Conyers here, Hugh, and that is that the committee – this is why I want transparency, because I don't know that this – but there are rumors that the committee not only didn't want a rematch, but the committee is so pro-Big Ten – that it, what it's trying to do is hope for an upset and get an all-Big Ten championship game because it's anti-SEC, anti-Georgia, anti-Alabama, anti – they left Alabama out. They try to set up Michigan State, Ohio
the
State.
Anti-SEC,
yep,
anti-Alabama.
Yep.
Okay.
But there's a lot of SEC hate out there for the fact that the SEC is so dominated the college football, that the nation – you know, those, you know, 80s or whatever, you know, that make up this committee, you know, in the West, in the Midwest, just want to spite the SEC best they can. If they get an opportunity, they're going to do it.
SEC is the best conference in college football. I don't care what anybody – I see my friends talking about it on the timelines. You just look at the teams that are being represented. Like, even though Michigan beat Ohio State, Michigan is still not looked at as that squad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's not. So, I mean, the SEC is the best conference, and I'm from Ohio. And I see that.
Matthew's in Conyers, and he's on with John and Hugh. Did Georgia get the short end of the stick, Matthew?
Absolutely. I felt like they got the short end of the stick. We literally had to play in an SEC championship, fight and claw, lost a leading receiver, a starting right tackle, just to win an SEC championship while Ohio State gets to sit at home, rest up, Ohio State team what would be favored against TCU. So I absolutely feel like we got the short end.
Yeah, no, I can understand how a lot of people think that. And it is more risk. I mean, let's just be, again, Georgia's probably going to win the game. Probably. I mean, you know, probably.
I don't understand, like, where this narrative is that Georgia got the short end of the stick when you're talking about both teams are going to have time to get everybody healthy. Like, you know, he just talked about receiver and a tackle going down. Both teams are going to have a chance to get healthy. And not only that, when you look across the board, when you talk about matchups, those two tight ends that Georgia has, Bowers and Washington, they're a matchup nightmare for anybody you look at on that schedule. Anybody in the other three teams, they're a matchup nightmare. Who's going to match up? Pick a team. Who's going to match up with those two guys? Who's matching up with?
I agree, Hume.
Ladd McConkey has turned into a star. Where do you see Georgia? I mean, help me understand where y'all see Georgia got the short end of the stick.
But Hugh, Georgia being better than everyone else or being able to beat Ohio State, that doesn't, you know, to me, negate the idea that they shouldn't even be facing Ohio State.
Who's the best? Who has been, since the start of the college football season, the best team in college football?
Georgia.
So why are we why is this even an issue? Line them up and we'll knock them down.
Okay,
that's how I look at it.
Yeah, I know. We established that
because the path of least resistance. I don't see where the issue is because you could play Michigan first.
If and you win the championship, ultimately it does not matter. That's correct. If you don't, that's why we're having the discussion.
So you mean
the possibility that you don't?
So you mean to tell me? So basically what you're saying is if Georgia, the best college football team in America, falls to Ohio State, it's because of the seeding. That's the conversation we're having, right?
Potentially.
Okay.
Cole's in Covington. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Cole.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I kind of stand on the side with Hugh, to be honest with you. This is how I feel. Like, we sound like a bunch of Alabama fans the past 20 years, you know, saying – we didn't get things the way we wanted it. But, look, it is what it is. We're the best team in the nation, and we're in the playoffs. And it's a two-point difference between TCU and Ohio State. So it's not like it's a big difference.
It's not like 13 or 40 points.
And knock them down.
That's it. Line them up. Line them up and let's knock them down. If I'm Kirby, I don't care who you line up in front of me. You can line up Jesus Christ and the disciples. I just wanted to put that out there because I thought it was.
Is that like a rock group now?
No, I'm just saying. But the point is this: you've been the best. You've been the class of college football all year long, and we're sitting here arguing about whether or not they got a bad draw.
What concerns you most about Ohio State in that matchup against
the thing that concerns me most is probably Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right,
he's the one that concerns.
Right.
But you're talking about two tight ends. And a smallish receiver that has come out and become like clutch. Like you talk about two of the biggest. Like you got two tight ends on your squad where you can go big and just be a road grader. Like you got two tight ends that are bona fide threats in the passing game, and you got a great running game. I don't see the issue. I know everybody's concerned about the fact that LSU put up a million yards. Was there any doubt in anybody's mind that Georgia?
Hugh, how come
win a game?
In every other sport?
Well,
every other sport, the number one seed plays the number eight seed, or whatever is
what
the lowest
saying.
Seed.
I hear what you're saying.
They play the worst team to make it in.
I know what you're saying, Abe, and there's some validity to that. But the bottom line is this: Georgia has been the best team all season long.
Yep, I understand.
Don't matter who you line up against me. I'm gonna beat them.
No, if
I'm the best team, I'm gonna beat them. Like, and then you like the caller said. We're talking about, what, 2.5 points on a point spread? That's better talk. I mean, I look at it like, hey, listen, I'm old school football player. Line them up. We're going to knock them down.
Yep. I know. And there's, you know, I get that. I'm part of it. At the same time, I also want this to be what the committee says it's going to be, which is, you know, first off, you know, we have the debate as to whether or not they got the four best teams. I think they actually did. But, you know, and then we want to make sure, because it just seems like manipulation to me, that they're doing this intentionally. That's the problem I have with it, is that they intentionally tried to avoid a rematch of Michigan-Ohio State, and then that leads to some people to believing that the committee is biased towards the Big Ten in not putting those two
head-to-head. The reason why they didn't make it Michigan-Ohio State, because they're trying to save Ryan Day's job, in my opinion. Because if Ryan Day loses to Michigan two times in 1 year, he's fired.
That may be, by the way, that may be true.
He don't make it back.
Urban Meyer may actually happen. Right, exactly. He's still out there, right?
They're trying to save Ryan Day's job.
All right, we got Mike and Ernest and Daniel. More of your reaction in just a moment. Stay right there, gentlemen. We'll get to your reaction to Georgia at the short end of the stick in having to face Ohio State, not TCU, in the opening round of the college football playoff, in the semifinals of the college football playoff. And in addition to that, I'm going to tell you why Stetson can win the Heisman. That's next on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 90 Time The Game.
As the kids say, it's going to get real up in here. Back to more John and Hugh.
Here we go on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk football.
Come on.
Time now for a breakdown and analysis of the top stories from across the college football landscape.
This is the College Football Playbook with John and Hugh.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show on Sports Radio 90 Time The Game on this rainy Tuesday. Well, the votes are in, not for the election or the special runoff today, but the votes are in for the college football playoff, and it'll be Georgia and Ohio State, Michigan and TCU, and we're discussing whether or not Georgia kind of got the short end of the stick here. I understand the bring on all comers thing, Hugh, and I'm rooting for Georgia to win. I hope they win. I hope they kill Ohio State.
Is the Georgia playing in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that home field advantage is a thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. But look what they did earlier in the year. I mean, they took Oregon apart at the woodshed, 49-3 in that stadium, and then turn around and beat LSU. They can go to 3-0. They're going to be playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the third time this year. See if they can make it 3-0 on December 31st against the Buckeyes. But that doesn't change the fact that I think still that you run more of a risk, not that they're going to lose, but the risk of losing is higher against Ohio State than it is against TCU. I'm not saying that they're going to lose you. I'm just saying the risk is higher. Ohio State is the kind of team that potentially, if things went sideways on Georgia, I don't think if things went a little sideways against TCU, that TCU is winning the game. I just think Ohio State's a better team. That's kind of how I look at it.
So you're afraid? You're afraid of
no,
Ohio State?
No. I'm just wondering if they got it right. That's all.
I mean, it's logistics, too. In my opinion, you know, you talk about talking to my Ohio State friends that went to the school. They're thinking about driving down for the game. That's an easier trip for them. And you know, you're the four seed.
You don't get the benefit of that.
What are you talking about?
You don't get the. It's easier for us when you squeak in.
Wait a minute. What were we talking about like a week ago? Why there was some speculation whether or not they didn't want them to play in it, or Ohio State didn't want to play it. They didn't want to go to the Rose Bowl. Because the fan base didn't travel well.
But that game doesn't matter.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is, if it's closer and it's an easier trip, then why not make that trip? Why not make it easier? Why not get all that money? You know what I mean?
Because you're not the one seed.
Yeah, but okay. Is that what we're trying to do? Wait a second.
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about Georgia's the one seed. This benefits Georgia, but at the same time, it benefits Ohio State fans because they can drive down the street.
But it doesn't benefit Georgia.
How is not being the one seed benefit Georgia?
Because you're not playing TCU, who you should be playing.
The TCU was still coming to Georgia, though. What are you talking about? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about location of the game. I'm talking about the opponent.
What?
Georgia does not benefit by being the top overall seed.
Okay. I want to get to the calls here. Also, I do want to tell you that I have a sneaky feeling here as we get to the calls. I want to make sure I get this in. Way the Heisman works, the voting started a week ago, right? And there's no Hendon Hooker in here, and suddenly Stetson Bennett is. I'm wondering how many Heisman voters held their votes until after the conference title games and then flooded them in. And if they got a late surge of votes that sends Stetson Bennett to New York, that late surge of votes in favor of Stetson Bennett might just cue. He might squeak out an upset win over Caleb Williams. That's just telling you.
Basically what I said this morning.
Yep.
I said that.
Watch that happen.
Stetson Bennett is every man. Stetson Bennett is everybody who wanted to play college football at a high level that didn't and they look at him and they identify with him. They relate to him. So, right. Yeah, that's why I believe that's the case.
Did Georgia get the short end of the stick there? Mike is in Jefferson. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. No, absolutely not. But a couple things. As a proud Georgia alumni, to complain about your opponent is weak sauce bad. Just punch the guy in the mouth that you're playing. Don't start complaining. That's a good way to have an ununified fan base to end up losing the game because you spend more time worrying about who you're playing. Second of all, TCU's resume outshined Ohio State's resume. They're not looking in the committee of like, all right, who's going to have the closest game and who does Georgia have an advantage of? The second best resume was Michigan's. The third best resume was TCU. The fourth best was Ohio State, and they laid them out that way. Ohio State played absolutely nobody, lost its three touchdowns to Michigan. And watch, guys, I'm telling you, TCU, Georgia in the national championship, that line goes from 9 to 7.5 in a blink because the Sharps dumped all their money knowing this is the most amount of points we're going to get for TCU. Let's get it now. And then line shifted because they know that's what's going to happen. TCU's going to win that game. Georgia TCU. But as a Georgia fan, if it's not, how sweet would it be to be conference champs in the SEC and conference champs in the Big Ten because you beat Ohio State and Michigan?
There you go, Micah Jefferson. I think that's fair. Yeah, maybe you could pick TCU and people will pick TCU. And of course, we have, you know, like 25 days until the game here and things will change. My initial reaction is Michigan's just going to run it down their throat. Donovan Edwards is going to just run it down their throat. And TCU's just, they're going to keep TCU off the field. They'll just pound the rock, and Max Duggan won't see much of the, But that's just kind of how I view that. I think if you think TCU's winning the game, I don't think you watch Michigan enough this year. That team is a power run team, and they are really good at it. Wesley in Atlanta. Hey, Wesley, welcome to the show.
Wesley.
Hey, John, how you doing? Hey, Big Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I think Big Hugh is he's spot on, man, because Georgia, they playing at home, and I ain't heard nobody say they got 28 days to get ready for one opponent. So you play Ohio State, and you already know Harbaugh gave you the blueprint how to beat them. And then if you get past Ohio State and you play Michigan, you already played Michigan last year, so you know what they're doing. So I don't see what the big deal is about the seeding.
I'm saying, Wesley, I guess – that I'll stipulate that I think Georgia's winning it all. The only question is, you know, again, did they get it right? And if you had a bad day, who would you rather play, TCU or Ohio State? Just presuming you had a bad day. Wesley gone? Yeah, okay. Do you just jettison people?
When they say something that he don't agree with.
No, because you get bad radio by leaving guys on hold and trying to pot them up and pot them down.
Well,
and
I used to have control over here. Do you notice that? I used to have control, and they came up with, the old system doesn't work, and now.
Still wouldn't have control over that volume button, though.
Get
them out of here. Keep that volume down, boys.
Get them out of here.
Yeah, it used to be that the host had control of the host.
Yeah, and Hugh's right. They make a point I disagree with.
So they were absolutely right. I want to be transparent with the audience. Back a couple of years ago, the host always had control with a little clicker or mouser thing of the calls, and we don't anymore. Now it's the technical director, in this case, Abe. All right, so if you've got a problem, you talk to him. Ernest is in Dallas, and he joins John and you. Hey, Ernest.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, Ernest?
Hey, I want to send a shout-out to Hugh from your homies in Mansfield, the Black family. I'm from Cleveland, ran in Mansfield every weekend. So just want to send that out to you.
Well, thank you very much,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, Randy Black and his family. They know your brothers.
Thank you very much.
Hey, but I was going to say, I'm like Hugh. If you guys are such supermen, why are the Georgia fans hearts pumping Kool-Aid worried about who they're playing? Sound like the hearts are pumping Kool-Aid. I will play against Samson, a piece of kryptonite, Batman, no matter who you put in front of me, and we're going to beat y'all. We're going to beat you. Just want to say that. If you're so tough, don't let your hearts pump Kool-Aid. That's all I want to say, fellas. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Okay.
We got an Ohio State fan in here. I think, or a Brady fan.
That's why I control the phones. I can dump that.
Or a Pirates fan. I'm not really sure. No, I'm pretty sure that.
No, I tell you what.
Let the Bucks fans, let the Bucks.
They're few and far. Like there's a lot of Bucks fans, but I'll say this. They're not, like, some Bucks fans are confident, but most of them are like, oh, man, they don't believe in Ryan Day.
Right.
Ryan Day. They don't believe in Ryan Day.
I think there's some Ohio State fans who might actually closet be thrilled with the fact that they got this draw because hoping that they get – run, because I see so many Ohio State fans on my on my timeline, Hugh, are saying Urban. They want to get rid of Ryan Day. They don't believe in him. They want to go back to Urban Meyer. And the only way to do that is to get runned again, like they did against Michigan. Daniel's in Zebulon. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Daniel.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with Hugh there. There's no short straw. We're number one, and we're there for a reason. And, you know, like Kirby Smart says all the time in every press conference interview, any team, any time, any place.
Hey, listen, when you're the man, you got to beat the man. If you want to beat the man, you got to beat the man, and that's wherever. Like, I look at this Georgia team and the way that they play. Sure, there's been times where they've played down to their competition. I mean, no question about that. But as far as the seed is concerned, it could be number one and number two. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, like, I would not care. But did they get it right?
It's not okay. I mean, I hear you. I don't know how to respond to that because, like I told you, to me it doesn't matter. It's about
if you're looking from
a betting standpoint, I don't bet, so that means nothing to me.
If you step back and took Georgia out of it, did they get it right? And my answer is no, I don't think they did. And so, I mean, if we were doing this show in Denver,
well take it from the other side. Take it from Michigan's aspect.
Yeah, if you're Michigan, you're
is
thrilled.
Michigan happy they're playing TCU, oh, yeah, not Ohio State,
well,
even though
right.
They just beat Ohio State
yes.
3 weeks ago.
Of course,
or by three touchdowns a week ago.
Of course, you're not playing your rival, the team that knows you. You're playing a TCU team that you think you can run it down their throats. Yeah, of course you are. You're thrilled with that matchup. You're jumping up and down. Michigan thinks they just punched their ticket to the title game.
So you benefited as the 2 seed by the rankings.
Let's go to Chris in Smyrna. Hey, Chris.
Morning, John and Hugh.
What's going on, man?
So honestly, I think that the committee did get it right just based on the fact that TCU was they were ranked 3rd with no losses. They lose in their conference championship game, and they set idle, and Ohio State got the favor from Utah in their championship game. Look at it from Ohio State's side. I think they drew the short end of the stick.
They just happy to be there.
Play Georgia.
They just
right,
happy
right,
to be
right,
there.
Right, exactly. Top of the hour, the Heisman candidates are there. Who's going to win the Heisman? That's one question. In rapid fire, we'll get who Hugh thinks is going to win the Heisman, who Abe thinks is going to win the Heisman. I'll tell you who I think is going to win the Heisman. If you've been listening, you kind of know. That's next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, Time the Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.